We now present the Bible for Today of the Air, heard each week at the same time and over the same station, sponsored by the Bible for Today Incorporated and the Dean Burgon Society, with international studios at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, director of the Bible for Today, speaking. Welcome to weekly broadcast number 701. 701 weeks of weekly broadcasting, standing together with the Dean Burgon Society in defense of traditional Bible texts, including the traditional Masoretic Hebrew Old Testament text, the traditional Greek New Testament text, and the traditional English text, the King James Bible. We're building Bible confidence. Confidence in the King James Bible, because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. The order phone number is 1-800-JOHN-10-9. For other things, please call us on a question and answer phone at 856-854-4452 or email bft@biblefortoday.org. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like you to get our book, Defending the King James Bible, now in its seventh printing, hardback edition, 350 pages. Why not ask your bookstore to get Defending the King James Bible or call us direct, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Then have you ordered your defined King James Bible published for the Bible for Today? Uncommon words in your King James Bible are defined accurately in the footnotes. It's deluxe genuine leather, 12-point large print or 10-point medium print. We also have it in hardback edition. Why not call us? We'll tell you how to get your copy at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. And then for those requesting it, we'll send you the book that we've been talking about, 10 Reasons Why the Dean Burgon Society Deserves Its Name. 57 large pages. Just call us, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. 1-800-JOHN-10-9. We're on page 25. Remember, we're talking about the Dean Burgon Society. We believe there are 10 reasons why the Dean Burgon Society deserves its name. First of all, just like Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is 10 things: a defending society, an educational society, an adamant society, a neglected society, a believing society, an undaunted society, a relevant society, a growing society, an obedient society, and a needed society. It's an acrostic after the Dean Burgon's name. We're on page 25. We're talking about the defending and the adamancy and the solidity and solidarity of Dean Burgon. He was adamant, and so as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is adamant as well. Last broadcast, we talked about the Dean Burgon Society being adamant and refusing to compromise in general. Now we come to the second reason. As Dean Burgon, the DBS is adamant in its stand on the texts and translations of the Bible. Though the above paragraph that we read last broadcast sets the Dean Burgon Society off as a separatist and fundamentalist society without ties either to the apostasy or to neo-evangelical compromise, it is basically a one-issue society. As such, it takes an adamant stand. That means like a stone, adamant, strong stand in regard to the following things. Number one, we believe the Bible is infallible and inerrant in all matters of which it speaks. This is unlimited inerrancy. It's from our Article 2, Section A, page 2. Number two, we believe the original language texts, which have been providentially preserved and the closest to the original autographs of the Bible, are the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text for the Old Testament and the traditional Greek text for the New Testament. Which texts were the texts used as the source for the King James Bible? Article 2, Section A, pages 2 and 3. Then in the third place, we believe, we're adamant in our Dean Burgon Society, that the King James Bible is a true and accurate translation of these two providentially preserved texts. Now that's important. Not only is this true, but this text of the King James Bible, this King James itself, has no equal among all the other English translations. That's Article 2, Section A again. Number four, we're adamant as a Dean Burgon Society. We believe the King James Bible is such a fine translation, we can without apology hold it up and say, this is the Word of God in English. Article 2, Section A. Let me just pause right there and simply say, we're not saying that it's God-breathed in English. See, God breathed or inspired of God, God breathed, would make it the same as the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. We don't say that. We say it's the Word of God in English. We say it's a proper translation, the true and accurate translation of the words of God, the Hebrew words and the Greek words, but we do not say it is breathed out by God. Now, that is the false teaching of Peter Ruckman. That's Ruckmanism teaching, which we as the Dean Burgon Society do not believe. Number five, we're adamant in believing all the verses in the King James Bible belong there because they represent words that were in the original texts, Article 2, Section A. Number six, we believe for an exhaustive study of any of the words or verses in the Bible, we urge the student to return directly to the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text and the traditional received Greek text rather than to any other translation for help. That's Article 2A as well. In other words, we don't say go to the NIV if you have a problem with the King James Bible. We don't say go to the New American Standard Version or the Revised Standard Version or the New English Bible or any of these other Bibles, the Contemporary English Version. We don't say that. We say return to the original Hebrew and Greek from which it was taken if you have a problem and a question. Number seven, we're adamant as a Dean Burgon Society. We believe that Burgon's books and others of a similar nature should be reprinted and circulated. That's Article 3, Section B. And we have reprinted Dean Burgon's books, five of them, starting with the last 12 verses of Mark, 350-some pages. Moving on to the Revision Revised, 640 pages. Moving on to the traditional text of the Holy Gospels, again, some 350 pages. Moving on then from the causes of corruption of the traditional text, again, some 350 pages. And finally, inspiration and interpretation, some 600 pages as well. We have reproduced these books. In a similar nature, we have reprinted other books, such as Dr. Jack Mormon's book, Forever Settled. It's a hardback edition. We believe in this very strongly. Number eight. We believe the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text of the Old Testament that underlies the King James Bible must be defended. That's Article 3, Section B. And we do defend the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text. Number nine. We believe the traditional received Greek text of the New Testament, which underlies the King James Bible, must be defended also. That's Article 3, Section B. Number 10, we're adamant in that we believe that the traditional English translation of the Bible, the King James Version or Authorized Version, must be defended as a true, faithful, and accurate translation from the underlying original text, which have been providentially preserved for us. Which translation has no equal in our time among all the other English translations? That's Article 3, Section B. And number 11, we're adamant in that we believe we must expose and publicize the defects, deficiencies, errors, and mistakes, both in the texts used and in the translation process, end results of any and of all modern translations of the Bible, whether in English or in other tongues, which are not based on the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text and traditional received Greek text, which underlie the King James Bible. That's Article 3, Section B. Number 12, I tell you, the Dean Burgon Society, like Dean Burgon himself, was adamant. And number 12, we believe we should especially analyze the so-called majority Greek text of Zane Hodges. We should analyze that and reply thereto. Article 3, Section B. That was even before he finished his work. Number 13, our adamant stand, we believe we should criticize and warn against any future bibliographic offerings deviating from the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text and the traditional received Greek text, which underlie the King James Bible. Article 3, Section B again. Number 14, we in the Dean Burgon Society are adamant. We believe that we should revive interest in the first-hand study of the Hebrew and Greek text of the Bible by the three general means indicated in the Articles of Faith, Article 3, Section B. In other words, revival of Hebrew study. Now, I myself, as president of the Dean Burgon Society and the director of the Bible for Today Ministry, I have the entire first-year Hebrew course on cassette. It's available. We taught it here at our Bible Baptist Seminary many years ago, and we had a very good class in beginning Hebrew. It's available today if you're interested in studying it. Number 15, we believe we should acquire, print, sell, and distribute other sound books by the scholars who lived around the time of Dean John William Burgon, who defended the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text, the traditional received Greek text, and the King James Bible, giving sound reasons why these texts and this version should be accepted as the best, Article 3, Section B. Number 16, we believe we should acquire, sell, and distribute English scriptures in the King James Version and translations in other languages which are based solely and exclusively on the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text and the traditional received Greek text which underlies the King James Bible. That's Article 3, Section B. Here's number 17. We're adamant as a Dean Burgon Society. We believe that we should encourage articles, research, books, and other materials directed or devoted, rather, to the study of the history, canon, text, authority, inspiration, and translation of the Bible, Article 3, Section B. Number 18, we believe we should inform believers about the danger of using and recommending Bibles which, while claiming to be the King James Bible, actually make changes in the text, Article 3, Section B. Number 19, we believe we should encourage the most careful scrutiny of Bibles published in languages other than English, which deviate from the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text and the traditional received Greek text which underlie the King James Bible, Article 3, Section B. Number 20, our final adamant stand in the Dean Burgon Society, we believe we should organize, write, edit, publish, and circulate widely a newsletter which will concentrate on the various objectives of the society listed in its articles of faith and those additional objectives which might be determined from time to time, Article 3, Section B. And so we have not only an adamant Dean John William Burgon, but we have an adamant and firm and steadfast Dean Burgon Society. We deserve that name. What is reason number four? A fourth reason why our Dean Burgon Society deserves his name, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is a neglected society. Well, Dean Burgon, for instance, in the first place, was a neglected individual. Now, we don't boast about this, but we're stating it as a fact. Dean Burgon was neglected by his not being chosen on the English Revised Version of 1881. That was neglect. They did not pick him as they did Dr. Frederick Scrivener. Though eminently qualified, Dean Burgon was not chosen by his Anglican church to sit on the revision committee when the English Revised Version of 1881 was made. He was alive then. He didn't die until 1883. Dr. Scrivener was about the only conservative on that committee who knew well the intricacies of textual criticism. Dean Burgon would have made an excellent member of that team. He was not selected, however, but was neglected. Perhaps this was due to Burgon's strong and fearless faith in the inerrancy of every word of God, together with his battle with members of his own church who were leaning toward apostasy. That may be the reason, but he was neglected. He was overlooked. He was passed by. And number two, Dean Burgon was neglected by his being attacked or laughed at in many of the contemporary books, including his own biography. Burgon was attacked or laughed at in some way or another. Present-day writers either neglect him entirely or else seem to imply that his writings were sharp and much too belligerent. I've read five books of Dean Burgon on textual criticism and find his words most appropriate for the occasion. He had a serious mission of the defense of the imperiled words and even the letters of Scripture. So he laid this thing out in straightforward, hard-hitting terms appropriate for his subject matter. And then number three, Dean Burgon was neglected by not being elevated to Anglican bishop, only to dean. He was only a dean, never was a bishop in the Anglican Church of England. In Burgon's day, as in our day, there was much political influence brought to bear on Anglican appointments to the office of bishop. Now, there was Bishop Westcott. He was appointed a bishop. He was a modernist bishop. He was an apostate bishop, really. In fact, church politics existed then in Dean Burgon's day, even as now, in virtually all of the churches. Burgon was passed over for important promotions because of his exposure of apostasy within his own church, as well as his courageous stand for the traditional text of the entire New Testament, in opposition to the spurious Greek text of Westcott and Horne. Well, that's Dean Burgon, neglected. What about the Dean Burgon Society? Well, we deserve our name because as Dean Burgon was neglected, so the Dean Burgon Society is a neglected society. As Dean Burgon, DBS is neglected by being little known. We are not at all in all the news magazines, either secular or Christian. Probably very few of those in the media even know of our existence since 1978. And it really began in 79, but 1978 is when we formed the Dean Burgon Society. That's all right. We try the best we can to make our cause known. We'll be content to let the Lord make our cause known as He sees fit. We've had an ad, for instance, in the Sword of the Lord, which had some very good responses. We might have had some more, as the Lord might have some more in the future if the Lord gives us the funds to do so. We are advertised on 7 radio stations. That was back a few years. Now maybe we have more than 7, and certainly both weekly and daily, but also 30 minutes each at that particular time. Now we have some stations that are 5 minutes per day, Monday through Friday, as well. And so these days, 7-day radio program, but we have some schools and colleges who subscribe for our literature, to our Dean Burgon News, even some of our even some that are neo-evangelicals, they still subscribe, yet they want to know what it is. They want to know what it is, and by and large, Dean Burgon Society is neglected by being little known. Oh, listen, they can hide things, but they don't want to bring out in the open that there's a society, a Dean Burgon Society, that is not for Peter Ruckman's position that the King James Bible is God-breathed and inerrant and infallible. No, they do not want us to bring out the fact that we have a whole Dean Burgon Society that holds to the fact that God breathed out His Hebrew and Aramaic Greek words, and that's where inspiration lies, in those words that He breathed out. And then we believe He's preserved those breathed out words. And so He's preserved them in the present words we have right now. If they're the same words as the original autographs, they're the same words, they're inspired words, even as the originals were inspired words, inspired of God, as we have said. Well, so we, the Dean Burgon Society, have schools, we have some libraries, to our Dean Burgon News together. Even some are new evangelical and some even liberal, but this is surprising, is it not? They don't take our position, yet they want to know what it is. And by and large, DBS is neglected by being little known. Well, how else is the Dean Burgon Society a neglected society? Well, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is neglected by being attacked, set aside, and laughed at. Now, this is interesting. 3 ways of getting shortchanged, I might say, on the media circuit, and that is certainly a pathetic thing indeed. We're attacked, and we're something other than what we should be, but we're neglected in this area, and we don't know why, but we are. And then, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is attacked or neglected by being attacked and set aside and laughed at. The Dean Burgon Society is attacked, for instance, by the Westcott and Hort group, the Christians even. that are fundamental Christians. I mean, those that go to Baptist University and Central Seminary and so on, and Lansdale, Detroit Seminary. These are fundamental schools. That's where they pay themselves to be, and by their so their doctrines they are. But we are laughed at by them as being crackpots of some sort because they don't belong with that text except to the writer King James Bible. And then, of course, we're laughed at by the majority text people. That's a group of Christians also, and they don't like us. They say we deserve, that is, meaning they deserve the name of Dean Burgon. They're reviewing things as he would review them. Well, that's not correct at all. That's a belief, but we don't believe that at all. The so-called majority text group of Christians, it says all such attacks are answered by truth, and they're answered by facts. We go right up our highway, stand for the truth that is the traditional Hebrew text, the traditional received Greek text, and the traditional English Bible, the King James Bible. We are not deterred by any attack, and we're not deterred by being neglected. It's all right, the Lord Jesus Christ and the early church was neglected as well, but that doesn't mean they were wrong, doesn't mean that we were wrong, doesn't mean that Dean Burgon was wrong. So what about the 10 reasons why the Dean Burgon Society deserves its name? Well, here's reason number five. Reason number five. As Dean John William Burgon, so the Dean Burgon Society is a believing society. A believing society. Now, Dean Burgon was a believing individual. He was a believing individual. For instance, Dean Burgon was a believing individual by holding to the plenary verbal inspiration of the Bible. Plenary means complete. Verbal means extending to the very words. An inspiration, God's breathing out of his words. Throughout the book on inspiration and interpretation, Dean Burgon, which is available, by the way, number 1220, BFT number 1220, Dean Burgon spelled out in this book in great detail his unshakable belief in the plenary verbal inspiration of the Bible. In fact, he believed every letter of the Bible, that is in the Hebrew and the Greek, was inspired, every letter. Such strong belief was entirely absent from Westcott and Hort, his contemporaries. And they were his contemporaries. They lived at the same time as Dean Burgon lived. And they did not have this high view of the inspiration and inerrancy of those original language texts. And then Dean Burgon was a believing individual by urging the reading of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Now that's almost a lost art today. Reading the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. But that's what he taught. Notice some of his words. First of all, he was a believing individual by holding to the creation of the world in six literal days. Now that's not too popular these days, is it? Six literal days. Here's what he said. Quote, I insist on taking everything in this chapter of Genesis quite naturally, quite literally. He insists on taking things literally in the book of Genesis. He says, continue, I cannot even suffer it to be called a poem or a psalm. It is neither. But Genesis 1 is, notice, very severe, very unadorned prose. Not any poetical thing or a poetry, but it's prose, very severe and very unadorned prose. It purports to be, and it undoubtedly is, military, and I should say not military, but it is history in the strictest sense revealed by God. It's revealed history, therefore true history. It claims to be so, and it certainly is the history of six ordinary days. End of quote from Goulburn's Biography, Volume 2, page 248. Yes, Dean Burgon believed that the Bible and Genesis chapter 1 and the creation by God of the world took place in six ordinary days. He did not believe in this day-age theory, so-called, that every day in Genesis happened to be 1,000 years in duration. This was false. But Dean Burgon had no doubts either about the literal nature of creation. His biographer wrote this, quote, the book of Genesis, like the Acts of the Apostles, was a favorite book with him. The simple but most stately, majestic record of creation to the acceptance of which, in its literal and obvious sense, the sense in which a child would accept it. He clung, as we shall see, to the last amount of his life, the last moment of his life. End of quote. He clung to the simple belief in God's creation of the universe till his dying day. This is from Goulburn, his biography, volume 2 and page 16. Well, what else did he have as a believing individual? He did not believe in Darwinianism, for example. He had no patience whatever with the Darwinian theory of evolution. Here's what his biographer Goulburn wrote about that. He said, quote, natural science in their relation to the Christian faith, in which a qualified assent was given to the doctrine of evolution. This is a book that he reviews. Bergen's reply to him, showing both his affectionate feeling to his friends of Auld Lang Syne and his abhorrence of the Darwinian theory, will be found among the letters appended to this in this year. This is Goulburn Biography, Volume 2, page 220. And so here is a testimony to Bergen's denial of evolution. He did not believe it. He believed in six literal days, and he believed on it the creation of the world, not by evolution, not by Darwinian theory of any kind at all. And then you take a look. Bergen was a believing individual by trusting in the blood of Christ for salvation. The blood of Christ. Notice Goulburn wrote this. He said, in looking back now upon it, my past life yields nothing, notice, nothing that is that is satisfactory to me, and that I have no hope but in the blood and grace of our divine Lord. End of quote. Goulburn's biography, page number 29. So how bleak the world is, he has no hope, but notice, no hope yet in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not a MacArthurite, as John MacArthur, denying that the blood of Christ cleanses, the blood of Christ saves, the blood of Christ can go and separate us from sin. He doesn't believe this was merely death as a metonym, so that blood was a metonym or synonym or figure of speech for death. He believes the blood of Christ and the grace of Christ was his total solution for salvation now and in the age to come. We'll take this up again next time. Hope you stay with us. Time's up for now. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in John 10:9. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, or shall go in and out and find pasture. Write us, Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey, or call us on the order phone, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Ask your bookstore for Defending the King James Bible and the Defined King James Bible, or call us direct, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. We're going to sign off now. Time's up for now. This is Dr. D.A. Waite. I want you to get our Defending the King James Bible. Our phone number is 1-800-JOHN-10-9. We want you to get our Defined King James Bible. Ask your bookstore for it. Dr. Waite, D.A. Waite, signing off and reminding you, you can have confidence in the King James Bible because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. So long till next broadcast. Don't miss it. Call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Our email at simply bft@biblefortoday.org. See you soon. My friends, we want you to tune in next week. We're going to continue the reasons why the Dean Bergen Society, of which I've been president now for 22 years, why the Dean Bergen Society deserves its name. We're dealing with many people that do not believe that the Dean Bergen Society should have anything to do with his name. Well, we decided that very early. We decided that back in 1971, I believe, when we first got started, and we want to continue the battle in favor of our King James Bible and its underlying Hebrew and Greek texts. See you next week. So long for now. We now present the Bible for Today of the Air, heard each week at the same time and over the same station, sponsored by the Bible for Today Incorporated and the Dean Bergen Society, with international studios at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, director of the Bible for Today, speaking. Welcome to weekly broadcast number 702, 702 weeks of weekly broadcasting, standing together with the Dean Burgon Society in defense of traditional Bible texts, including the traditional Masoretic Hebrew Old Testament text, the traditional Greek New Testament text, and the traditional English text, the King James Bible. We're building Bible confidence. Confidence in the King James Bible, because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. The order phone number is 1-800-JOHN-10-9. And for other things, please call us on our question and answer phone, 856-854-4452, or email us, bft@bibleforToday.org. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like you to get our book called Defending the King James Bible, now in its seventh printing, 350 pages, hardback edition. Why not ask your bookstore to get Defending the King James Bible, or call us direct. We'll tell you how to get it, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Then have you ordered your Defined King James Bible, published by the Bible for Today? Uncommon words in your King James Bible are defined accurately in the footnotes. It's deluxe, genuine leather, 12-point large print for tired eyes, or 10-point medium print. We also have it in hardbacks. Give us a call. We'll tell you how to get your copy at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Then for those requesting it, we'll send you free and postpaid this material. We're talking about 10 reasons why the Dean Burgon Society deserves its name. 67 large pages. We're talking about the Dean Burgon of the area of the 1880s. He died in 1888. He was a defender of the traditional text, and as Dean Burgon, he fought against Westcott and Hort. He was a tremendous man. He was an Anglican, Church of England man, same as they were. He lived at the same time as Bishop Westcott and Professor Hort, who were apostates. He was a conservative Anglican. And as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society deserves its name because we are a society that's defending, as he was, educational, adamant, neglected, believing, undaunted, relevant, growing, obedient, and needed. And so right now on the Believing Society, as Dean John William Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is a believing society. First of all, as Dean Burgon, the DBS is believing in regard to a believing society in general, and especially believing in the plenary verbal inspiration of the Bible. That's exactly what Dean Burgon held to. The Articles of Faith of the DBS state very clearly, we believe in the plenary, that is full, verbal, divine inspiration of the 66 canonical books of the Old and New Testaments, from Genesis to Revelation, in the original languages, and in their consequent infallibility and inerrancy in all matters of which they speak. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, 2 Peter 1:21, and 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Those are from our Articles of Faith, Section 2, Paragraph A. And then, number two, secondly, the Dean Burgon Society is a believing society, as Dean Burgon was, believing in the reading of and in the power of the Bible. The Articles of Faith of our DBS simply say the translators, that is, of the King James Bible, did such a fine job in their translation task that we can, without apology, hold up the authorized version of 1611 and say, this is the Word of God, while at the same time realizing that in some verses we must go back to the underlying original language texts for complete clarity and also compare Scripture with Scripture. End of quote. Our DBS Articles of Faith, Section 2, Paragraph A. And so we believe in the power of the Bible. We believe it's God's Word kept intact. And then in the third place, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is a believing society by holding to the creation of the world in six literal days. A lot of people now do not believe this. They believe in evolution. And some Christians believe in theistic evolution. They believe in the day-age theory. That is, the days of Genesis are not really solar or literal 24-hour days. Well, Dean Burgon believed that, and so we do also. We have under our item under creation the Articles of Faith as follows. Quote, we believe in the biblical account of the creation of the entire universe, angels and man, that this account is neither allegory nor myth, but a historical account of the direct, immediate creative acts of God in six literal solar days, without any evolutionary process, either naturalistic or theistic. And a quote from our Articles of Faith, Section 2, Paragraph L. And so we hold to the six literal days, the solar days, of creation. That's the way God made it in the New Testament, the Old Testament. That's what he mentions all throughout the Scriptures. And we do not believe that we need our God to create the world in thousands and thousands and thousands of years for each day, but one literal solar day each for the 6 days of creation. And then in the fourth place, as Dean Burgon, our Dean Burgon Society is believing in the blood of Christ to save. He was holding to the blood of Christ. We mentioned that and quoted that. And that's what, by God's grace, he was taking for his salvation. And so, point E in our Articles of Faith, the death of Christ, we say this, quote, "We believe in Christ's substitutionary, propitiatory, expiatory, vicarious death, and in the atoning power of his redeeming blood. You were not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ." And to quote 1 Peter 1:18 to 21. That's from Articles of Faith, Section 2, Paragraph E. And so we are believing society in the blood of Christ. We're not like John MacArthur's heresy on the blood of Christ, where he says that blood does not mean blood, but blood is merely a metonym or a figure of speech for death. No, my friend, blood is blood, death is death. The Greek word for blood is haima. The Greek word for death is thanatos. And thanatos and haima are two distinct terms, and they're two distinct things indeed. Well, let's go to reason number 6 out of 10, why the Dean Burgon Society deserves its name, and that is this. As Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is an undaunted society. Undaunted. B-U-R-G-O-N, and we're into the U under Burgon because it's an acronym, D-E-A-N, and then B-U-R-G-O-N, and we're under undaunted. Well, what does it mean to be undaunted? That means you don't give up. You're continuing in your pursuit of whatever it may be. You're undaunted. You don't give up. Well, first of all, Dean Burgon was an undaunted individual. First of all, he was undaunted in his efforts to defeat the English Revised Version. He did not give up on it. As soon as the English Revised Version of 1881 appeared in England, Dean Burgon wrote 3 articles on the faults and failures of it. All 3 articles were later, they later appeared in 1883 in his book called The Revision Revised, which our Dean Burgon Society has reprinted. It's available, and it's 591 pages, actually 640 pages now, hardback edition. Write us and call us if you need to get it, area code 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Area code 1-800-JOHN-10-9. And we'll tell you how to get this Revision Revised. And he defended the King James Bible, and he demolished the English Revised Version of 1881, among other things, in that book. Secondly, Dean Burgon was undaunted in his efforts to defeat Westcott and Hort's Greek text. Now, that's the text that Bob Jones University worships, bows down to, and says, that's the way to go. That's the text, the false text of Central Baptist Seminary. These are fundamentalist schools. This is the text, the false text of Detroit Baptist Seminary, and the text of Calvary Baptist Seminary in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, and so on. These false texts are the ones that are used in these schools, sad to say, indeed. But he was undaunted. Two of the sections in Dean Burgon's Revision Revised dealt with the Westcott and Hort false Greek text of the New Testament. One took up the deficiencies of the theory behind the Greek text. The other dismantled the Greek text itself, showing that it was wholly inadequate. In fact, he said it was the worst Greek text ever to see the light of day. And Dean Burgon handled this. He was undaunted in his opposition to this false Greek text that sought to replace and still seeks to replace the Textus Receptus, the traditional Greek text that underlies our King James Bible. And then thirdly, Burgon was undaunted in his efforts to defend the very words of God. Dean Burgon's defense of the very words of God is no more evident than in his book, Inspiration and Interpretation. Again, our Dean Burgon Society has reprinted this hardback edition, over 600 pages, Inspiration and Interpretation. It's number 1220, BFT number 1220. It's available. If you're interested, give us a call, 1-800-JOHN-10-9, and get a copy. But here's what he says about the Bible. and as far as the defense of the very words of the Bible. Quote, "But if instead of the theory of verbal inspiration, I am asked whether I believe the words of the Bible to be inspired, I answer to be sure I do." Now he's talking about the Bible, the Hebrew Bible, the Greek Bible. He's not talking about any translation of that Bible, but he's talking about the Bible that God gave to us. God gave us the Bible in Hebrew, a little Aramaic, and in Greek. He says, the words of the Bible, I believe the words of the Bible to be inspired. That is God breathed. I answer to be sure I do. Every one of them, and every syllable likewise. Do not you? Where, if it be a fair question, where do you, in your wisdom, stop? The book you allow is inspired. How about the chapters? How about the verses? Do you stop at the verses and not go on to the words? End of quote, Dean Burgon's Inspiration and Interpretation, page 75. Let's hear him again on this issue of the Bible and the words of God. Quote, "The Bible, be persuaded, is the very utterance of the eternal, as much God's word as if high heaven were open, and we heard God speaking to us with human voice. Every book of it is inspired alike, and is inspired entirely. But the Bible, from the Alpha to the Omega of it, is filled and overflowing with the Spirit of Holy Spirit of God. The books of it, the sentences of it, and the words of it, and the syllables of it, aye, and the very letters of it." End of quote. Dean Burgon's Inspiration and Interpretation, page 76. Well, these two quotations, together with many more in his book, show clearly how Dean Burgon defended the very words of God, even the very letters of those words. Those Hebrew letters, those Greek letters and words God gave to us, and they are God's words. He believed in them very strongly indeed. In the fourth place, Dean Burgon was undaunted in his study and in his written ministry. He would not give up. Dean Burgon's entire adult life was spent in study and in written ministry. Though he was the author of dozens of books on other themes, consider the titles he penned on the subject of the Bible. And we have reproduced and reprinted all five of these books. We believe they're vital. The last 12 verses of Mark, which is BFT number 1139. And that's available in a softback edition published by our Dean Burgon Society. Number two, book number two, The Revision Revised, which is BFT number 611. That's available in hardback edition, published again by the Dean Burgon Society. Number three, book number three, The Traditional Text of the Holy Gospels. That's BFT number 1159. That's available, hardback edition, also published by the Dean Burgon Society. Book number four of Dean Burgon, Causes of Corruption of the Traditional Text. That's number 1160. That's also been reproduced in a hardback edition by the Dean Burgon Society. And finally, number five, Dean Burgon's Inspiration and Interpretation. That's number 1220, also published in hardback edition by the Dean Burgon Society. Yes, he was undaunted in study and in his written ministry. And then in the fifth place, Dean Burgon was undaunted in the face of criticism and misunderstanding. Dean Burgon was criticized, he was misunderstood on two grounds. Number one, he was adamantly opposed to the theological apostasy and unbelief within the ranks of the Anglican Church of his day. He was opposed and criticized for that. Number two, he was just as much in opposition to the erroneous Greek text and theory promulgated by Bishop Brooke Foss Westcott and Professor Fenton John Anthony Hort. Though both of these battlegrounds called forth much hatred for Dean Burgon, he remained undaunted, choosing rather to give himself even more unreservedly in his stand for the truth wherever God had given it. Undaunted was Dean Burgon, standing against error, standing for truth. Well, let's see how the Dean Burgon Society stacks up with this being undaunted. As Dean John William Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is also an undaunted society. We haven't given up. We're going on 23 years of our existence. I've been the president of this organization for 23 years. And number one, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is undaunted in its efforts to defeat the English Revised Version and some of our false versions of our day. The Dean Burgon Society is undaunted in its exposure of the faults and failings of the English Revised Version of 1881 by its circulation of many copies of Dean Burgon's Revision Revised, number 611. By the way, that number 611 Revision Revised had to be reprinted. Now I realize that we're an immodest printer of these old books, 1883, and this is the year 2001, and many people maybe don't want to read books that are that old. But I tell you, we went through the first 1,000, or rather 2,000, and they're gone. We've reprinted 3,000 more of these hardback books, the Revision Revised, because there's no other book available as powerful as Dean Burgon's book, answering the false Westcott and Hort text and defending the text receptus and the traditional text as Dean Burgon's Revision Revised. This is a 640-page book now against the English Revised Version of 1881. And the DBS has done the same in pointing out the defects and deficiencies in the New King James Version. There's an article number 1442 available. The New American Standard Version, there's an article 1494p available. And the New International Version, 1749p, also available. And these are lengthy, compacted but computerized printout studies which point out instances of dynamic equivalence in these three popular versions. These amount to over 2,000 in the New King James Version, over 4,000 deficiencies of the NASV, and over 6,653 plus in the New International Version. There are scores of similar tracts, pamphlets, tapes, VCRs, which also seek to defeat such perversions of God's original words. And so the Dean Burgon Society, just as Dean Burgon, is undaunted, not only in the exposure of the English Revised Version of 1881, but some of these modern perversions, New King James Version, New American Standard Version, New International Version, and so on. Well, secondly, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is undaunted in its efforts to defeat Westcott and Hort's Greek text. The Dean Burgon Society has exposed the Westcott and Hort false Greek text by its circulation, as I said before, of Dean Burgon's Revision Revised. There are also many other books, pamphlets, tracts, tapes, VCRs, which do the same. We have a brochure number one that gives over 1,000 titles which in one way or another defend the King James Bible and oppose the other versions and the false Westcott and Hort Greek text. And so we are undaunted in this exposure of the false text. And our messages on our annual meetings, many of them discuss the false Westcott and Hort type of Greek text. Then number three, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is undaunted in its efforts to defend the very words of God. The Dean Burgon Society in its articles of faith, in its publication, the DBS News, and in the circulation of various materials, defends the very words of God, which we believe are best preserved in the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text and the traditional received Greek text that underlies the King James Bible. We believe these are the very words of God that have been providentially preserved for us, from which our King James Bible is accurately translated by able translators using proper translation techniques. And so, we're undaunted in defending the very words of God, the Masoretic traditional Hebrew text, traditional text, receptus Greek text, and we stand there. We're undaunted. We don't give up on that. And then number four, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is undaunted in its efforts to study and maintain a written ministry. The Dean Burgon Society believes in study. They also believe in having a written ministry through the Dean Burgon News and other pamphlets and studies compiled by men on its executive committee and others. Each year, the VCRs and audio cassettes In fact, the message books, the written message books, are made available of Dean Burgon annual meetings for the edification of all who write for them. And so we have published these things. And we've had audios and videos of our messages, as well as the message books themselves, to be sent out. Undaunted in written ministry. And then number five, as Dean Burgon, so the Dean Burgon Society is undaunted in its efforts in the face of criticism and misunderstanding. We don't have an easy time. We don't have an effortless time of this DBS ministry. The Dean Burgon Society has had its share of both criticism and misunderstanding. We go on, despite such things, in an undaunted, victorious spirit, believing firmly that our cause is right, that our cause is just, our cause is necessary, and our cause is proper. We will not give ground or give up our convictions. We're going to be undaunted in our efforts respecting whatever we believe, regardless in the face of criticism or misunderstanding. Well, let's take a look at reason number 7 out of 10. Reason number 7 out of 10 of why the Dean Burgon Society, as Dean Burgon, deserves its name. Well, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is a relevant society. A relevant society. It relates. It's pertaining to something that's important. It goes along with what's needed. Well, first of all, Dean Burgon was relevant as an individual. In the first place, he was relevant in defending Bible truth against error and heresy. Now, that's relevant. Dean Burgon showed his relevance in defending Bible truth against error and heresy. And the way he spoke out in writing his own sadness at the apostasy and false teachings of his own Anglican church. He was not liked very much for doing it, but again and again he wrote books and pamphlets and booklets exposing in a relevant manner the very errors of his own churchmen and the errors that his own churchmen were promulgating. Now that takes courage. That takes courage, but it's relevant. How can a man who is in the Church of England, who sees apostates and heretics in that same church, promote heresy when he's trying to promote orthodoxy and Bible truth? How can he sit by and not say anything, not write anything, not do anything against the heresies of his own church? He was bold to do that. He was relevant because he related truth to falsity and opposed falsity by truth. In the second place, Dean Burgon was relevant in defending the King James Bible against an inferior version. Dean Burgon defended the King James Bible solidly and at length against the then popular English Revised Version of 1881. His Revision Revised is an example of the skill he demonstrated in this defense. Defending the King James Bible. Now, you know, some people say, well, he wanted to change the King James Bible here and there and yonder and so on. Well, in his Revision Revised, he was very clear to stand for the King James Bible. If it ever was revised, if ever the text receptus under which on which it rests was revised adequately and accurately, as he prescribed very specific needs of before revision could take place of any authoritative type of revision, but after that were taking place, if it ever took place, then the King James Bible might be revised, but not the text, simply put notes in the margin or something. He wanted to keep the King James Bible. He defended it. A great, great Bible. And he agrees with the Dean Burgon Society in that very thing. He defended it against an inferior version. And then number three, Dean Burgon was relevant in defending the Masoretic Hebrew text that underlies the King James Bible. Dean Burgon cautioned against, as we've said before, the incredible folly of tinkering the Hebrew text. This was from Goulburn's biography of Dean Burgon, Volume 2, page 241. Dean Burgon felt that the Hebrew text, which underlay the King James Bible, was all right, should not be tinkered or changed. He hoped that the English Revised Version of the Old Testament had not done that. If it had, it would have been, as he says, incredible folly. he hoped that English Revised Version hadn't changed the Hebrew text. He says nothing wrong with it. Keep it as it is. No problem. And then, in the fourth place, Dean Burgon was relevant in defending the traditional and received Greek text. Now, Dean Burgon's five books, all five books that we've reprinted, all are examples of his relevant defense of what he called the traditional or received Greek text of the New Testament. Number 804, BFT number 804, is a study of Dean Burgon's defense of this text, telling under what circumstances, if ever, he would change the Greek and or the King James Bible. We call this number 804, we've reprinted it recently, we call it Burgon's Warnings on Revision. Dean Burgon's Warnings on Revision. Very important that we see this very clearly, and it's essential for the gift. It's a very important study. It's available. It's been reprinted. The study takes quotations from Burgon's Revision Revised that pertain to the subject. Dean Burgon spent his entire adult life in the defense of what he termed the traditional text of the Greek New Testament. The traditional text. He loved it. He wanted others to love it as well. Well, what about our Dean Burgon Society? Is that a relevant society? We believe it is. And as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is a relevant society. For instance, in the first place, Dean Burgon, as he was relevant, the DBS is relevant in defending Bible truth against error and heresy. Though the Dean Burgon Society is a one-issue society, which is in defense of traditional Bible texts, we also have a sound and fundamental doctrinal statement which we will continue to defend. And since our doctrines include such things as the Trinity, the person of Christ, the virgin birth of Christ, the bodily resurrection of Christ, salvation by grace through faith alone, a literal heaven and hell, spiritual unity of those redeemed by his precious blood, the purity of the church, separation from unbelievers and disorderly believers, and a literal six solar day creation by God of the entire world, the Dean Burgon Society defends aspects of these truths against error or heresy. We stand for truth. Well, time's up for now. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in John 10:9. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Write us. Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey, or call us on the order phone, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Ask your bookstore for Defending the King James Bible and the Defying King James Bible, or call us, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Dr. D.A. Waite signing off and reminding you, you can have confidence in the King James Bible because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. So long till next broadcast. Don't miss it. Why not give us a toll-free call right now, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Or email bft@bibleforToday.org. We want you to listen next week as we continue showing some of these 10 reasons why our Dean Burgon Society deserves its name. As Dean Burgon, so we as a Dean Burgon Society are all these things that he was. Every one of the things, all 10 of them, defending, educational, adamant, neglected, believing, undaunted, relevant, growing, obedient, and needed. And we want you to listen to us. We defend our King James Bible and the Hebrew and Greek texts that underlie it. Hope to see you next week, same time, same station. So long until then. We now present the Bible for Today of the Air, heard each week at the same time and over the same station, sponsored by the Bible for Today Incorporated and the Dean Burgon Society with International Studios at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, Director of the Bible for Today, speaking. Welcome to weekly broadcast number 703. Weekly broadcast 703, 703 weeks of weekly broadcasting, standing together with the Dean Burgon Society in defense of traditional Bible texts, including the traditional Masoretic Hebrew Old Testament text, the traditional received Greek New Testament text, and the traditional English text, the King James Bible. We're building Bible confidence. Confidence in the King James Bible because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. The order phone number is 1-800-JOHN-10-9. 1-800-JOHN-10-9. For other things, please call us on a question and answer phone at 856-854-4452 or email bft@bibleforToday.org. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like you to get our book we call Defending the King James Bible, the 107th printing, 350 pages, hardback edition. Why not ask your bookstore to get Defending the King James Bible, or call us direct. We'll tell you at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Then, have you ordered your Defined King James Bible, published by the Bible for Today? Uncommon words in your King James Bible are defined accurately in the footnotes. It's deluxe genuine leather, choice of 12-point large print or 10-point medium print. Also, we have them in hardbacks if you're interested in those, but call us or write us. We'll tell you how to get here. 1-800-JOHN-10-9. 1-800-JOHN-10-9. We'll tell you how to get your copy. All right, we're continuing. 10 reasons why the Dean Burgon Society deserves its name. This will be offered free and postpaid. Anybody requesting it, we'll send it to you, 67 large pages. We believe as Dean Burgon, so the Dean Burgon Society is a defending society. It's also educational, adamant, neglected, believing, undaunted, relevant, growing, obedient, and needed. We're right now on reason number 7 out of 10. As Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is a relevant society. As Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is relevant in defending the King James Bible against inferior versions. We've had lots of criticism. We say, well, why do you use the name Dean Burgon Society? Well, we defend as Dean Burgon defended. In our Articles of Faith, it says in paragraph number, Roman numeral 3b, 5, to defend the traditional English translation of the Bible, the King James Version, or Authorized Version, as a true, faithful, and accurate translation from the underlying original texts, which have been providentially preserved for us, which translation has no equal in our time among all other English translations. End of quote. And then, a sixth purpose of our Dean Burgon Society is to expose, quote, to expose and publicize the defects, deficiencies, errors, and mistakes, both in the text used and in the translation process and results of any and all modern translations of the Bible, whether in English or in other languages, which are not based on the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text and traditional received Greek text, which underlie the King James Bible. Unquote, Dean Burgon Society, Articles of Faith, Roman numeral 3b. Well, this object has been fulfilled in the various materials, both written and spoken, that we circulate as a Dean Burgon Society. And then number 3, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is relevant in maintaining or defending. See, this is the idea of relevancy. It's relevant in defending the Masoretic Hebrew text. The third purpose, in fact, of the Dean Burgon Society is number 3, to defend the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text of the Old Testament, which underlies the King James Version. That's Articles of Faith, Roman numeral 3b. Again, this object has been fulfilled in the various materials and written materials, both spoken and written by the DBS. Then number 4, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is relevant in defending the traditional and received Greek text. The fourth purpose of the Dean Burgon Society is number 4, to defend the traditional received Greek text of the New Testament, which underlies the King James Version, as found in the Greek text underlying the English Authorized Version of 1611, as published by the Trinitarian Bible Society in 1976. End of quote. That's from our Articles of Faith, Roman numeral 3b. Again, this object has been fulfilled in the various materials, both written and spoken, circulated by our Dean Burgon Society. Well, those are 7 reasons out of 10 why the DBS, Dean Burgon Society, deserves its name. Here's reason number 8 out of 10. As Dean Burgon, the DBS, or Dean Burgon Society, is a growing society. Well, first of all, Dean Burgon was a growing individual. Dean Burgon was growing in the knowledge of the Scriptures. Dean Burgon's studies in the New Testament text showed him to be indeed growing in his knowledge of the Scripture. He wrote a commentary, which we have, on each of the 4 Gospels. He studied the Word of God daily in order to be more knowledgeable in it. He recommended to his students, his preacher boys that were studying for the ministry under his tutelage there in Oxford University in England. He recommended to his students who were going to be ministers to read through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, spending time early and daily in this task. In fact, a half hour every day. Number two, Dean Burgon was growing in the understanding of the Scripture. Not just the knowledge, but the understanding. Not only did Dean Burgon grow in knowledge, but also in the understanding of the Scripture. Depending not on commentaries or the words of men, but on the Holy Spirit to teach it. And number three, Dean Burgon was growing in encouraging others to follow him in this issue and in the use of Scripture. In the very first sermon to the preacher boys of his day, the Church of England men that were studying to be the ministry, to be a minister, Dean Burgon delivered a sermon entitled, quote, "The Study of the Bible Recommended and the Method of Studying It Described." And from this sermon, as found in Inspiration and Interpretation, which is available to you, here are some quotations. Point number four, he says to his preacher boys, "Then, while you read, safe from the risk of interruption, as I began by supposing, I, and with every faculty intent on your task, try as much as possible to go over the words, as it were, as if they were new to you, and watch them one by one, so that nothing may be by any possibility escape your notice. Do not slumber over a single word. Nothing can be unimportant when it is the Holy Ghost who speaketh. It is an excellent practice to mark the expressions which strike you, for it is a method of preserving the memory of what is sure else soon to pass away." End of quote. Dean Burgon, Inspiration and Interpretation. He wanted them to pay close heed to every word of the Bible. Then number five, a fifth suggestion. Dean Burgon said to his preacher boys, quote, that was from Inspiration and Interpretation, page 10. He says, "And next be persuaded to read without extraneous helps of any kind, except, of course, such help as a map or the margin of your Bible supplies. Pray avoid commentaries." And notice, and notes. Avoid commentaries and notes. First, you cannot afford time for them. And secondly, if you could, they would be as likely to mislead you as not. But the real reason why you are so strenuously advised to avoid them is because they will do more to nullify your reading than anything which would be imagined. Your object is to obtain an insight into Holy Scripture by acquiring the habit of reading it with intelligence and care, not to be saved trouble and to be shown what other persons have thought about it. End of quote. Inspiration and Interpretation, pages 10 and 11. Many other quotations could be cited in this same sermon to this effect. Dean Burgon wanted his men who were studying for the ministry to know fully well and to grow in their knowledge and understanding of the Word of God, the Scriptures themselves. Well, as Dean Burgon, so the Dean Burgon Society is a growing society. As Dean Burgon, the DBS is growing in the knowledge of the Scripture. The Dean Burgon Society encourages its members and friends to continue in the study of the Word of God to obtain knowledge of what that Word contains. And then number two, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is growing in the understanding of the Scripture. Understanding, not simply knowledge. In addition, the Dean Burgon Society wants its members and friends to have a deeper understanding of the Bible. This is why they continue to publish the various papers, materials, books, tapes, VCRs on Bible subjects. We want that knowledge and we want that understanding as well. Then in the third place, as Dean Burgon, so the Dean Burgon Society is growing in their encouraging of others to follow their position. The Dean Burgon Society has sought to be an encouragement to various groups to follow their position, such as the Awana International, which they haven't followed the position, but we've encouraged them to do so, the Trinitarian Bible Society, and the Majority Text Society. Comments have been made about these various groups, both in the Dean Burgon Society pamphlets and the DBS annual meeting tapes and the VCRs and in the Dean Burgon News. We've even placed ads in the Sword of the Lord, a magazine there, in an effort to warn people about the Awana's change of position regarding the exclusive use of the King James Bible in their programs and writings. So we're growing in understanding and so on. Well, here's point number 9 out of 10. Reason number 9 out of 10 why the Dean Burgon Society deserves its name. As Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is an obedient society. An obedient society. Dean Burgon was an obedient individual, for example. Burgon was obedient in exposing error. Here are a few quotations about Dean John William Burgon's obedience in exposing the error of all sorts. First of all, Burgon was like a splendid watchdog. A splendid watchdog. His biographer, Goulburn, wrote this, quote, "What a splendid watchdog he is," said one of the authors, said one in the author's hearing, after perusing and throwing on the table one of the Burgonian philippics. "How loud and furiously he barks when the smallest danger threatens the church or the faith, which is entrusted to the church's keeping." Yes, it is the business of a watchdog to bark furiously and even to fly at the throat of pilferers and thieves. And of all pilferers and thieves, there are none who more arouse the indignation of honest, God-fearing men than those who would rob the church of her faith and the Christian of his hope by the gradual depredations of rationalism. End of quote. So Dean Burgon was out to go after, and as an obedient man, to expose and be a watchdog against error. And then another thing, Dean Burgon admitted that he defended strenuously when the words of inspiration are seriously imperiled. Dean Burgon wrote this in his Revision Revived. The other was from the Biography, Volume 2, page 67. He says, quote, "If therefore any do complain that I have sometimes hit my opponents rather hard, I like to take leave to point out that in everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun, a time to embrace and a time to be far from embracing." He's quoting from Song of Solomon, or rather Ecclesiastes, I should say. "A time for speaking smoothly and a time for speaking sharply. And that when the words of inspiration are imperiled, as now they are, it is scarcely possible for one who is determined effectually to preserve the deposit in its integrity to hit either too straight or too hard." End of quote. That's from the Revision Revised, Roman numeral 7 and 8. I tell you, Dean Burgon was hitting his opponents hard because they were hitting the words of God very, very hard. The apostates in his church, and look at all the apostates we have today, all these years after and later. And then Dean Burgon thwarted, by his conservatism, the Liberal Party at Oxford more than once. His biographer, Goulburn, wrote as follows, quote, "By a few disparaging words in Parliament, inspired, no doubt, by the so-called Liberal Party in the university," that's Oxford, "who had been thwarted on more than one occasion by Burgon's steadfast and unflinching conservatism." And to quote Goulburn's biography, Volume 2, page 136. Well, let's continue. Also, Dean Burgon leveled disbelief, and labeled, I should say, disbelief in the Bible as the Word of God, as the fundamental error. Dean Burgon wrote as follows, quote, "At the root of the whole mischief of these last days lies disbelief in the Bible as the Word of God. This is the fundamental error." End of quote. Inspiration and Interpretation, page 17, Roman numeral 17. Well, then Dean Burgon wanted to defend the Bible without compromise. These are all in the area of being obedient to the Scripture. He wanted to defend it without compromise. He says this, quote, "We are constrained to give a reason for the hope which is in us and to defend without compromise or hesitation that Bible, which is the great bulwark of the faith. That's from Dean Burgon's Inspiration and Interpretation. That's page number 12. Now, there's another thing. Dean Burgon was jealous for the honor of the Lord. He wrote this, quote, "Be as forgiving as you please of indignities offered to yourselves, but do not be ashamed to be very jealous for the honor of the Lord of hosts, and to resent any dishonor offered to him with a fiery indignation, utterly unlike anything you could possibly feel for a personal wrong." End of quote. Dean Burgon's Inspiration and Interpretation, page 121. He says, take it personally. He says that the Bible's being trashed and the Bible's being discouraged to read and to study and is being knocked apart. He said, go right ahead. Go right ahead and to take a stand against this and have fiery indignation against those that would destroy the Bible. Well, there's another point. Dean Burgon exposed the heresies of six ministers of the Church of England in their essays and reviews. These men wrote some articles in the essays and reviews, and he exposed them. The essays and reviews denied the fundamentals of the faith. And that's why Dean Burgon refuted them and exposed them. And here's a quote from the Inspiration and Interpretation, Roman numeral 11, page 11. Secondly, quote, "Essays and Reviews attracted notice because six of its authors were ministers of the Church of England. Here were six clergymen," says Dean Burgon, "openly making light of their sacred profession." And skipping a few lines, he says, "As all infidels, as an infidel, but certainly in this instance, most truthful as well as able reviewer." So there's an infidel who doesn't believe, but he's an able reviewer of the Westcott and Hort Greek text, the Nestle Allen or the B and Aleph Greek text. He says, "We remark concerning the work in question," that is, Essays and Reviews, quote, "in their ordinary, if not plain sense." Here's what is in this apostate Essays and Reviews book, large book that Dean Burgon wanted to refute and did so in this instance. He says, in this particular book, they have discarded the Word of God, the creation, the fall, the redemption, justification, regeneration, and salvation, miracles, inspiration, and he says, beyond that, prophecy, heaven and hell, eternal punishment and the day of judgment, creeds, liturgies, and articles, the truth of Jewish history and of gospel narrative, a sense of doubt thrown over even the incarnation, the resurrection and ascension, the divinity of the second person and the personality of the third, end of quote. This is a strong indictment against this fifth, whatever it is that they've gotten out, this Essays and Reviews, a tremendous indictment against this Essays and Reviews by six of these clergymen who were of the Church of England. And then Dean Burgon treated the six clergymen as immoral characters. Now, these were members of his own church. These were six out of the seven clergymen of the Church of England. He wrote this, quote, "When critics are clamorous for the free handling of divine truth, they must not be surprised to find themselves freely handled too." Six clergymen of the Church of England who rather enter upon a crusade against the faith and of the Church of England must not be astonished if they are looked upon in the light of immoral characters and treated as such. Accordingly, I have handled them just as freely as they have handled the prophets, apostles, and evangelists of Christ. Dean Burgon, Inspiration and Interpretation, Roman numeral 26. My friend, you see, Dean Burgon, he's obedient in his defense of the truth and opposition to evil. Here's another thing. Dean Berg, I did not expect blasphemy from ministers of the gospel. Is that what you expect? Blasphemy? I don't expect that from ministers of the gospel if they're true ministers and true Christians. He says, quote, some respectable persons, I doubt not, will think my treatment of them, that is these essays and reviewers, they'll think my treatment of them harsh and uncharitable. I invite them to consider that we do not expect blasphemy from ministers of the gospel, irreligion from the teachers of youth, infidelity from the professor's chair. Nor are we called upon to tolerate it either. End of quote. Inspiration Interpretation, page Roman numeral 24. I tell you, Dean Burgon hits the thing pretty hard and tells the story as it ought to be told. And then he says this, Dean Burgon denounced uncompromisingly this volume, this essays and review volume, which was to sap the foundation of faith. Here's what he wrote. Essays and Reviews, this is a terrible volume, a volume the confessed tendency of which is to sap the foundation of faith and to introduce irreligion with a flood tide. The reviewer, Berggren himself in other words, the reviewer avails himself of that Christian liberty to which they themselves so systematically lay claim, mercilessly to uncover their baseness and uncompromisingly to denounce it. If I may declare my mind freely, punctilious courtesy in dealing with such opinions becomes a species of treason against him after whose name we are called and whom we profess to serve. End of quote. Do you see what he's saying there? He's saying that if you think that this Essays and Reviews is good, you're missing his point, and also you're not reading Essays and Reviews properly, and you're trying to defend something that is really indefensible. And then Dean Burgon gave an example of their false method of believing doctrine that ideologically is true, yet historically is false. Now here's an example of how these Essays and Reviewers doubt the Word of God by spiritualizing it or allegorizing it. Here's an example. He wrote, quote, we are assured that every one of these things, that is the doctrines of the faith, are at least that some of them are only ideologically true, that historically they are false. Now notice this, hold that right there. Ideologically are true, but historically are false. In other words, they're just changing truth and falsity. When something is said, when something is done, when it's history, that's truth. You don't stop on that thing and say, well, we better throw this out or some other reason. This is the way it ought to be. He says, continue, I therefore proceed to give you a sample of the kind of teaching, this kind of teaching. The living dignitary of our church writes as follows concerning the transfiguration of Christ. He says, it may be asked, of what kind was the vision which we here call the transfiguration? Was it an effect produced within the minds of the apostles, or was it that an actual external change came? Or was it that an external change came for the time over the person of our Lord? We cannot say. I give you this as the mildest form of the poison. Quite evident is it that the same suggestion is just as applicable to our Lord's birth, or to his death, to his temptation, or to his resurrection. This end of quote, Dean Burgon, Inspiration and Interpretation, pages 244 and 245. Do you understand what he's saying? Maybe ideologically that may be true, but historically it's false. The mildest form of the poison, denying and questioning even the Lord's birth, his death, his temptation, his resurrection. This is serious indeed. And then Dean Burgon said to held up to ridicule and unqualified reprobation those ministers who put forth such blasphemous folly. Here's what he wrote. Quote, "But not only will I not treat them with tenderness," he doesn't want to treat these apostates with tenderness, "who put forth such blasphemous folly," continue the quote, but Bergen says, "but I will hold them up to ridicule to the very utmost of my power. Nay, I would make them objects of unqualified reprobation to all, if I could, as they deserve to be reprobated, for they are the worst enemies of the gospel of Christ." Dean Burgon's Inspiration and Interpretation, page 248 and 249. He said what they were, enemies of the cross of Christ. In a footnote after writing this statement, Dean Burgon wrote this comment, quote, "I have softened the expression originally employed in this place out of deference to the options, or rather opinions, of some wise and good men. But I do not think that St. John, the evangelist and apostle of dogma, would have thought my language too strong, nor St. Paul either." This is from Dean Burgon's Inspiration and Interpretation, and it's page 248 and 249. And then Dean Burgon called on the heretical essays and reviewists to resign their stations. They were to resign their stations. That's what he called upon them to do. They, that is, the essays and reviewers, must first withdraw from the cause which they have betrayed, cease to profess the teachings which they disbelieve, resign their commission in a church to whose doctrine and discipline they openly proclaim themselves to be opposed. End of quote. We'll pause right there. But this is a war against the apostates in his own church. And we've got to have a war against any apostasy wherever it raises its ugly head, throughout our churches and in secular things as well. Well, time's up for now. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in John 10:9. He said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." Write us, Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey, or call us on the order phone, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Ask your bookstore for Defending the King James Bible and the Defiant King James Bible, or call us, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Dr. D.A. Waite, signing off and reminding you can have confidence in the King James Bible, because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. Call us at 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and ask for Defending the King James Bible and the Defiant King James Bible. But tune in again next week. Don't miss it. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9, or email bft@bibleforToday.org. We're going to continue next week, my friend. Probably going to finish up these 10 reasons why the Dean Burgon Society deserves its name. Follow along, and you'll see that our Dean Burgon Society, just as Dean Burgon himself, is defending, educational, adamant, neglected, believing, undaunted, relevant, growing, obedient, and needed. And we believe we deserve our name of 22 years, coming over out of 23 years now, as of this coming July. And we praise God for the Dean Burgon Society. Stay tuned. See us next week, same time, same station. We now present the Bible for Today of the Air, heard each week at the same time and over the same station, sponsored by the Bible for Today Incorporated and the Dean Burgon Society, with international studios at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, director of the Bible for Today, speaking. Welcome to weekly broadcast number 704. 704 weeks of weekly broadcasting, standing together with the Dean Burgon Society in defense of traditional Bible texts, including the traditional Masoretic Hebrew Old Testament text, the traditional Received Greek New Testament text, and the traditional English text, the King James Bible. We're building Bible confidence, confidence in the King James Bible, because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. The order phone number is 1-800-JOHN-10-9. For other things, please call us on a question and answer phone, 856-854-4452, or email bft@bibleforToday.org. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like you to get our book we call Defending the King James Bible, now in its seventh printing, 350 pages, hardback edition. Why not ask your bookstore to get Defending the King James Bible, or call us at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Then, have you ordered your Defined King James Bible, published by the Bible for Today? Uncommon words in your King James Bible are defined accurately in the footnotes. It's deluxe genuine leather, either 12-point large print or 10-point medium print,
Ask your bookstore to get it or call us at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. We'll tell you how to get it. We're talking about 10 reasons why the Dean Burgon Society deserves its name. We'll send it to you, 67 large pages, free and postpaid, upon request. The Dean Burgon Society, as Dean Burgon, as a defending society, an educational society, we're adamant, neglected, believing, undaunted, relevant, growing, obedient, and needed. We're on point number nine out of ten, and that is that we're an obedient society. Dean Burgon was obedient. He called the heretical, these essayists and reviewers, in some of their statements, he says, resign from your stations. First, they should withdraw from the cause which they have betrayed, cease to profess the teaching which they disbelieve, resign their commission in a church to whose doctrine and discipline they openly proclaim themselves to be opposed. They should get out of the church. He says, I will not argue with them while they presume to write DD and BD after their names, hold chaplaincies, preside over schools and colleges, profess to lecture in divinity, officiate at the altars of the Church of England by virtue of their sacred office, and by virtue of that only are instructors of youth. They cannot, if it were in the full agreement, enjoyment of their faculties, they cannot imagine for a moment that as honest men they can remain where they are. They must either recant or recall their words or resign their stations. That's Dean Burgon, Inspiration and Interpretation, page Roman numeral 28. From the above quotations, there certainly can be no doubt whatever that Dean Burgon was absolutely obedient in exposing error in these heretics in the Church of England. And then he was obedient in defending the Bible. The following are some of the quotations that could be brought together in regard to the Bible obedience. He thought that we should believe the whole of God's Word or disbelieve the whole. He says, quote, either with the best and wisest of all ages, you must believe the whole of Scripture, or with the narrow-minded infidel, you must disbelieve the whole. There's no middle course open to you. That's Inspiration Interpretation, page 46. And he believed that we wanted to have Bible reading and study for students entering the ministry. The Bible should be his students' only textbook for 3 years. Here's what he wrote, quote, be content for the next 3 years to study the book of divinity, no book rather of divinity but the Bible. That's page 29 in his book, Inspiration and Interpretation. Then the student should read consecutively. He says, quote, the thing I would so strenuously urge upon you is that during your undergraduate period, you should read the whole Bible consecutively through from one end to the other by yourself and for yourself with consummate method, care, and attention. That's page 9. And then they should have the quietest half hour of the whole day for Bible reading. He says, first, that you should deliberately apportion to this solemn duty the best and finest and freshest and quietest half hour in the whole day. And then that you should determine, let what will go undone, never to abridge that half hour. That's page 9. In other words, a half hour regardless of what happens. And then Bible study should be strictly consecutive. He says, above all, is it indispensable that your reading of the Bible should be strictly consecutive, and on no account may anyone pretend to begin such a study of that book as I am here recommending, except at the first chapter of Genesis. That's page 11. Consecutive, Genesis to Revelation. A lot of Bible reading schedules, you know, jump all around. Burgon said no. Then no book or chapter should be skipped. He says it will follow from what has been offered that you are invited to read every book in the Bible in the order in which it is actually stands. Never, of course, skipping a chapter, much less a book. In every mere catalog of names, be resolved to find edification. Feel persuaded that details seemingly the driest are full of God. That's page 12. And then he repeated his testimony in behalf and defense of the Bible's inspiration and inerrancy and perfection. Burgon believed the Bible is a direct message from the presence chamber of the Lord of heaven and earth. He wrote, quote, theological science? Not so. Her evidence is sure, for her role is God's word. No laborious induction here, fallacious because imperfect. Imperfect because human. But a direct message from the presence chamber of the Lord of heaven and earth. Decisive because inspired. Infallible because divine. The express revelation of the eternal is that whereon theological science builds her fabric of imperishable truth. And that fabric, which while other modes change, shift, and at last become superseded, shines out. Yea, and to the very end of time will shine out, unconscious of decay, incapable of improvement, far, far beyond the reach of fashion, a thing unchanged, because of its very nature unchangeable. That's page 80 of, page 50 rather, of Inspiration Interpretation. Then Bergon held verbal inspiration to be a fact, not just a theory. He says, quote, do you mean to say that, and I shall be asked, that you maintain the theory of verbal inspiration? I answer, I refuse to accept any theory whatsoever. But I believe that the Bible is the Word of God, and I believe that God's Word must be absolutely infallible. I shall therefore believe the Bible to be absolutely infallible until I am convinced of the contrary. That's page 74. And then Bergon added this, quote, but if instead of the theory of verbal inspiration, I am asked, do I believe the words of the Bible to be inspired? I answer, to be sure I do, every one of them, and every syllable likewise. Do not you, where, if it be a fair question, where do you, in your wisdom, stop? The book you allow is inspired. How about the chapters? How about the verses? Do you stop at the verses and not go on to the words? That's page 75 of Inspiration and Interpretation. Dean Bergon held that the Bible, that is the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek Bible, he's not talking about any translation, he's talking about the Bible underneath all of this. And then Bergon believed that the very letters of the Bible were inspired. And he wrote this, the Bible, be persuaded, is the very utterance of the eternal, as much God's word as if high heaven were open and we heard God speaking to us with human voice. Every book of it is inspired alike and is inspired entirely. But the Bible, from the Alpha to the Omega of it, is filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit of God. The books of it, the sentences of it, the words of it, the syllables of it, yea, and the very letters of it. That's page 476, Dean Bergon's quote. And then Bergon believed the entire Bible to be from himself and vitally important, from God himself. He believed that every word is important. He says this, quote, do not slumber over a single word. Nothing can be unimportant when it is the Holy Ghost that speaketh. That's page 19 of Inspiration and Interpretation. Then Dean Bergon believed literally the Genesis creation. He wrote this, quote, he who surrenders the first page of his Bible surrenders all. He knows not where to stop. That's page 50 of his book, Inspiration and Interpretation. Then Dean Bergon believed every single letter of the Bible is the voice of him that sitteth upon the throne. He says, quote, the Bible is none other than the voice of him that sitteth upon the throne. Every book of it, every chapter of it, every verse of it, every word of it, every syllable of it. Where are we to stop? Every letter of it is the divine utterance of the Most High. Pasach Raphe Theanostos. That's all scriptures given by inspiration of God. Well spake the Holy Ghost by the mouth of the many blessed men who wrote it. The Bible is none other than the Word of God, not some part of it more, some part of it less, but all alike the utterance of him who sitteth upon the throne, absolute, faultless, unerring, and supreme. That's on page 89 of the Inspiration Interpretation. And then Dean Bergon repeated again the confidence he had that in the words of God. He says, quote, some here present may remember my repeated and unequivocal assertion that Holy Scripture is inspired from the Alpha to the Omega of it, not some parts of it more, some parts of it less, but all equally and all to overflowing, that we hold it to be not generally inspired, but particularly, that we see not now with logical consistency we can avoid believing the words as well as the sentences of it, the syllables as well as the words, the letters of it as well as the syllables, every jot and every tittle of it, to use our Lord's expression. This is the Bible, the Hebrew Bible, the Aramaic and Greek Bible. He's talking about the Bible, the word that God gave to us. every jot and tittle of it to be divinely inspired. And further, that until the contrary has been proved, we shall maintain that no misapprehension or misstatement, no error or blot of any kind can possibly exist within its pages, that we hold the Bible to be as much the Word of God as if God spake to us there with human lips, and that as the very utterance of the Holy Ghost, we cannot but think that it must be absolute, faultless, unerring, supreme. That's page 94 of Inspiration and Interpretation. Then Dean Bogan held that the Bible is the very utterance of the Holy Spirit. He's talking about the Bible now. The Bible, the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek Bible, not some translation. It's the Bible that God gave us. He says this, quote, "When we call the Bible an inspired book, we mean nothing more than that the words of it are the very utterance of the Holy Spirit, that the book is as much the Word of God as if high heaven were open, and that we heard God speaking to us with human voice." That's page 102 in Inspiration and Interpretation. Then Dean Bogan believed a person should read the Bible believing it as an inspired book. He says, quote, "I say that they," that is the younger men present, "would now be assiduous and earnest and regular and punctual and devout in their daily study of one chapter of the Bible, and while you read the Bible, read it believing that you're reading an inspired book. Not a book inspired in parts only, but a book inspired in every part. Not a book unequally inspired, but all inspired equally. Not a book generally inspired, but the substance indeed given by the Spirit, but the words left to the action of the writer, but the words of it, as well as the matter of it, all given by God. As it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." End of quote from page 114 of his book, Inspiration and Interpretation. And then Dean Bogan believed that you couldn't expound a text, unless you believe the words were inspired. He says, quote, "How can you pretend to expound a text unless you hold the words of that text to be inspired? What inferences can you venture to draw from words, the divinity of which you dare not affirm?" End of quote, page 117. Again, he's speaking of the underlying Bible, the words, the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek words, not some translation of it, but the words of the Bible itself. And then Dean Bogan had a burden, passed it on to the ministers and students to preserve the whole deposit of this teaching. He says, "Oh, let it be our great concern, yours and mine, these students of the ministry that are going to be pastors to preserve with undiminished luster the whole deposit of heaven-descended teaching, which is the church's treasure, like runners in a certain ancient race of which we all have read. Let it be our pride and joy, yours and mine, to grasp the torch of truth with a strong, unwavering hand, to run joyously with it so long as the days of this earthly race shall last, and dying, to hand it on to another, who with strength renewed like the eagles, may again swiftly, steadily, exultingly run with it till he falls, until he fails. So, when the judge of quick and dead appeareth, so let him find you occupied." Tremendous quotation, page 180 from Inspiration Interpretation. Then Dean Bogan believed the Bible to be a celestial armory, which contains a weapon of every kind for every foe. He said this, quote, "Begin betimes to acquaint yourselves with the wealth of the celestial armory, which contains a weapon which must prove fatal to every foe, for which it depends on yourselves whether you shall have the skill to wield or not. Suffer not yourselves to be cheated of your birthright, the Bible, either by the novel fictions of unstable men or by the exploded heresies of a bygone age, revived and recommended by living unbelievers. You especially, who aspire to the ministerial office and are destined hereafter to undertake the cure of souls, oh, do you be doubly watchful. Give to the Bible the undivided homage of a childlike heart, and bow down before its revelations with a suppliant understanding also, and let no characteristic of its method or by any means escape you. That's page 253 from Inspiration Interpretation. From these quotations, you can clearly see just how Dean John William Burgon was obedient in defending the Bible. I wish that every born-again Christian living today would have as high a view of the Bible as did Dean Burgon. And then Burgon was obedient in believing and declaring Bible truths. Dean Burgon preached each week proclaiming and declaring Bible truths. He had a special Bible study class for some of the students, which also occupied him in the ministry. And in his various books, especially in his exposition of the four Gospels, Burgon was obedient in declaring the various Bible truths found therein. Well, as Dean Burgon was obedient, so the Dean Burgon Society is an obedient society. It's obedient in exposing error from heretics. The Dean Burgon Society exposes error. It exposes heresy, especially as it concerns the Bible. Its doctrinal statement covers many areas of Bible truths. Where these Bible truths are transgressed, the Dean Burgon Society exposes such an error. And then, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is obedient in defending the Bible. We recognize that in these days, the Bible is under severe and determined attack. Throughout its articles of faith, the Dean Burgon Society has taken bold positions in its defense of the Bible. Its motto is, in defense of traditional Bible texts. It will continue to defend the King James Bible as the Word of God in English and the original language texts of Hebrew and Greek on which it is based. In addition, it will defend all the Bible doctrines contained therein, seeking to repel any and all attacks thereto. And then, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society, is also obedient in declaring Bible truths against, again, the Dean Burgon Society declares Bible truths to the extent of its own doctrinal statement and beliefs. Though its primary purpose is the declaration of truths relating to the Bible itself in defense of traditional Bible texts. Well, finally, reason 10 out of 10, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is a needed society. First of all, Dean Burgon was a needed individual. He was needed to write books and materials. Dean Burgon, as mentioned above, was a prolific writer. His books dealing with the scripture text alone are five in number, with a total of almost 2,000 pages in defense of traditional Bible texts. Though he had enemies, yet his books and materials were definitely needed. They're still needed today as well. And then, number two, Dean Burgon was needed to combat false teaching. With his Anglican Church moving rapidly into Catholicism and apostasy, Dean Burgon's voice was needed to combat this false teaching. Again, though his church did not approve and appreciate his voice, like that of a watchdog, he was nonetheless needed in that arena. Number three, Dean Burgon was needed to combat a false basis of determining the Greek text. Dean Burgon was a trained Greek scholar. He was familiar with the sources of the Greek New Testament, and when the traditional Greek text was under attack and assault by Westcott and Hort and their followers, Dean Burgon related and relied upon his voice and raised his voice and his pen to combat this false teaching and false basis of determining the Greek text, which was used by this team of textual traitors. That's who Westcott and Hort were, textual traitors. And then Dean Burgon was needed to get out his distinctive message amidst the loud and lofty voices clamoring to be heard in the arena and area of the Greek New Testament. Dean Burgon was needed to get out his distinctive message in support of the traditional text of the New Testament. He knew that there must be a consideration of all the evidence, not merely a brief look at some of the evidence, Vatican Manuscript D and or Sinai Aleph manuscripts. These manuscripts are the most full of foul sources that ever saw the light of day. Burgon proved this to the satisfaction of any objective researcher and reader of his five books related to and referred to above that we've reprinted. It was of the utmost importance that the false teaching of Westcott and Hort with their new and perverted Greek text of the New Testament should be answered right from their own church and in their own time This is what makes it important for us today to read Dean Burgon's materials carefully. It helps us in this battle. It helps in the battle because of the false theories that are still with us. Then, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is a needed society. First of all, the Dean Burgon Society is needed to write books and materials. The printed page is very powerful since it has a lasting effect to its readers. Tapes and VCRs are good, but the Dean Burgon Society uses them, but also pamphlets and papers. The Dean Burgon News and books which are circulated are very much needed to this lopsided presentation of the entire truth and the New Testament text. Almost all the major publishers publish books that favor the Westcott and Hort side of this issue and this battle. The Dean Burgon Society joins the few other organizations that contribute needed books and other materials for the cause. And then, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is needed to combat false teaching. The Dean Burgon Society fills a need in its combat with false teaching that is contrary to its articles of faith, and especially in the area of Bible texts and translations. We do not believe, for example, that the King James Bible is a revelation from God, as were the original Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek texts. It is rather a translation. We do not agree with Peter Ruckman's position on this as a revelation from God. That's a translation. There's considerable error in this point which is being disseminated. The Dean Burgon Society combats this double inspiration theory, as it has been called. And then number three, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is needed to combat a false basis of determining the Greek text. The Dean Burgon Society circulates over 1,000 titles which combat the false basis of determining the Greek text, such as is taught by Westcott and Hort and their modern-day followers. And through the printed page, audio and video cassettes, annual meetings, our message books, the Bible seminars, and through their radio programs, the Dean Burgon Society seeks to combat and expose Westcott and Hort in all of its modern garb. We believe that the so-called majority text of Hodges and Farstad or Pierpont and Robinson is not the proper Burgonian way of determining the Greek text of the New Testament. And we have several written articles and materials as well as audio and video cassettes giving our reasons for this. And then number four, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is needed to get out our distinctive message. There can be no question but that the Dean Burgon Society is needed in our day in order to get out our distinctive message favoring the traditional Masoretic Hebrew text and the traditional received Greek New Testament text that underlies our King James Bible, as well as defending the King James Bible as being the most accurate English translation in existence today. We trust that the Lord will keep us in our firm and vigilant stance until He comes, and that our DBS Executive Committee will continue to function and be active in fulfillment of our objectives and purposes. Well, some concluding remarks on this paper and this book. It's yours for the asking, 67 large pages, 10 reasons why Dean Burgon Society deserves his name. In view of the foregoing pages, I want to leave you with this summary and these summary thoughts. Number one, keep being faithful to our cause. Number two, keep praying for our cause. Number three, keep giving to our cause. And remember, the Dean Burgon Society is well deserving of its name because of these 10 reasons. D stands for, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is a defending society. The letter E, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is educational society, an educational society. Letter A, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is an adamant society. The letter N, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is a neglected society. The letter B, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is a believing society. The letter U, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is an undaunted society. The letter R, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is a relevant society. The letter G, as Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is a growing society. the letter O. As Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is an obedient society. The letter N. As Dean Burgon, the Dean Burgon Society is a needed society. Once you pray about it and read our articles of faith, we'll send them to you free and postpaid. And if you agree with our stand, join us in our battle for God's Word. And see also, we have other things in the appendix of this particular paper. Over 1,000 titles defending the King James Bible, the Masoretic Text, the Text of Receptus, and Bible Preservation, with an analysis of various Bible versions. These are all available by sending gifts to the Dean Burgon Society or to our Bible for Today ministry. We have this available. Why not get it? We've talked about the Dean Burgon Society and 10 reasons why it deserves its name. We've talked about it because there are entire pages on the Internet that are speaking out against our Dean Burgon Society. They say that we shouldn't use it. They say that Dean Burgon could never join it. All of these things are harassments against our DBS. And I, as the president of it for 22 years, coming up to 23, coming up in July, am against these terrible people that would be criticizing our name. We have a good name, and we have a good namesake, Dean John William Burgon. And we're glad that we have that name, and we believe that the Dean Burgon Society deserves its name. Maybe you don't agree with this, but we've tried to analyze this and give you our reasons, 10 reasons, why we deserve the name, the Dean Burgon Society. Well, time's up for now. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in John 10:9. He said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he should be saved, and should go in and out and find pasture." Write us, Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey, or call us on the order phone, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Ask your bookstore for Defending the King James Bible and the Defiant King James Bible, or call us direct, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Dr. D.A. Waite, signing off and reminding you, you can have confidence in the King James Bible, because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. So long until the next broadcast, don't miss it. We'd like to hear from you. Why not give us a call right now? Toll free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9, or email bft@bibleforToday.org. Well, we're going to continue next week. We want you to listen. We're going to change the subject. We're going to take you to Singapore, and Dr. Jeffrey Koo, a tremendous professor there at the Far Eastern Bible College, he's going to weigh in against the terrible, terrible book, From the Mind of God to the Mind of Man. And we've been talking about it on our 5-minute broadcast. We're going to be talking about it on this 30-minute broadcast as well. Dr. Jeffrey Koo has a 37 large pages that's critical of Bob Jones University and this book that they have pushed and backed. So stay tuned next week. See you then. Same time, same station. So long until then.